Hi, this is Kerry, and the emotion that I want to look at now is capable, the feeling of being capable. And the project management technique that I want to use is something that we developed in my work, and it's called a 3D communication tool. And we use it with teams to plan projects and services and to get really clear on what we want to communicate to create the biggest impact that we can. So we go through five categories, which I'll go into later, but they are offer, excite, inspire, trust, and then finally impact. And the reason why this tool is effective is it makes you think about what you want, what other people want, what you've got to offer, and how all those things join together to give a good impact. So the feeling of being capable, I've always held this up as like the best feeling. For me, if I'm capable, then I'm all right. I used to think that being capable meant managing lots of things, being good at things, you know, cooking a roast dinner for 10 people on Christmas Day whilst being pregnant, whilst being ill, you know, I was capable. If I could take on three different jobs and clean the house and walk the dog and look after the kids and be a good partner, then I was capable. If I could get up really early, go to the gym, then have a long train journey and then do some more work in the evening, then I was capable. However, I'm not sure that I still believe that. I think now that being capable for me means none of those things. It means whatever happens, whatever's kind of thrown at you, whether you do have to do all those things or not, being capable is a kind of inner security that you'll be able to deal with that, whatever that problem is. And I'm not sure, you know, I reckon I can cook a roast dinner standing on my head, and I reckon I can, you know, do a dance in the swimming pool whilst eating my lunch if I really wanted, but I don't think that would make me capable anymore. I think that what I'm aiming for, it's still that same feeling of feeling like you can manage everything and that it's okay, but it's getting there in a different way. It's just trusting that you have the capabilities, or I have the capabilities, I have the, it's possible for me to be able to handle anything that's thrown at me. And if I can't handle anything that's thrown at me, I can also ask for help and feel okay about that as well. I used to think that you couldn't point out the things that were wrong. You couldn't ask for help. You couldn't say, actually, I can't do that, because that would make you weaker, and then people would see you more in a more weak kind of perspective. But I know really through lots of reading that kind of connection and all the kind of good things that come with personal development only happen if you're vulnerable. So it's capable of being vulnerable as well as capable of being strong. So this project management tool, we're going to go through these different categories, and I'm going to tell you about capability. And like I say, I'm not there yet, but this is my kind of goal, to feel capable. And I do feel it in this moment right now as well. So offer. What does being capable offer me? So being capable makes me feel strong, gives me strength, gives me clarity. It gives me courage, the courage to be brave. And it makes me feel valid. It makes me feel, you know, I've got this. So an example of how I used to make myself feel capable, I'll use a really boring example, which is cleaning. So if I clean the house, I might have a day to do that. I might write a list of tasks, you know, get them all done ahead of time, get the washing in at the same time as cooking the lunch, you know, tidying everywhere. And at the end of the day, I got this beautiful house that was all perfect. Everything was in its right place. It looked lovely. And then someone else would come along and, you know, sit on the sofa and move a cushion or something, and that would, you know, everything that I accomplished, and I felt this huge sense of accomplishment. I felt like, this is great, I've done this, you know, would be very short-lived, because life's not like that. You can't keep everything the same way. So that's how I used to think, that's what I used to think that capability offered me. And as I explained, I don't think that's what it, I think the feeling of what it offers me is the same, but I think the process is different. So, excite. So this is about other people. So why should other people be excited about me feeling capable? Or why should, what can I offer them? And I actually think it's the same kind of thing. So if I'm feeling capable, in the new way of being capable, as in feeling strong and adaptable and feeling like I can manage things, whatever's thrown at me, and if I can't, I feel capable to ask for help. I think it gives other people strength. I think I'm more reliable, less kind of fragile. It gives other people clarity as well, because I can feel like I can ask what I need for. It gives people courage to reflect that back to me. So if I'm being clear about what I want and what I need, then hopefully somebody else can be clear back to me and get what they want and what they need so that they feel capable. Inspire. So what inspires me, as I've touched on, is people who are honest and vulnerable, but with a consistent courage behind that. So it's not being vulnerable as in being needy or weak. It's being vulnerable as, you know, just saying, I need some help with this. I need some support. I need another human to help me out here. Those are the people that inspire me. And I think this new way of being capable, it is quite an inspiring kind of quality. So it's not doing something, not achieving, being something other than yourself. It's just being you. So trust. I've got evidence of this. I like to have evidence of things, and I think it helps my thinking if I can prove to myself every time I doubt what I'm thinking that actually this has happened. A couple of times recently I've said exactly what I needed to, said exactly what I needed, and I got a really positive response, and maybe sometimes even a change or an action, a consequence, a good consequence. Obviously this isn't always going to happen if you always say what you want and you need, but in those moments I was able to do that, and afterwards, even though I was asking for help or support, I actually felt capable because that was okay and that was given to me, and if it wasn't able to be given to me, that would be fine as well. I feel quite strong in that place. So impact. So the impact of feeling capable for me in this new way is more secure. I'm more secure. I'm more present and calmer. I'm happier with myself. I don't feel kind of on edge all the time. I don't feel like, oh, what if something happens? What if someone posts? What if I get a parking ticket? What if something comes through the door? What if someone rings up with bad news? And I think just coming from that kind of more positive, secure space, I feel like it radiates around people when people have that kind of attitude of, yes, we can manage it. You can manage it. I can manage it. We're all capable of managing things. Nobody's kind of weak or fragile or, you know, too stubborn. Everybody can manage whatever happens to them and they're fine just as they are. I think those kind of people are really great to be around, really positive and really inspiring. And I want to be that kind of person. So going through those five things, I think the thing that stands out for me is that, number one, I need to think of capability in this new way. So it's not achievements and productivity and things to tackle and managing stuff. It's being able and feeling secure enough to manage those things when they come and ask for help when I can't manage them. And suddenly, thinking about that, all those things that I need to tackle and all those things I need to do seem much easier because it's already coming from a place of, yeah, okay, let's see what happens. I can do it. It's fine. So I've got a big smile on my face now. Thank you. Bye.